Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 421, the third and the fourth stanza. Blessed is the man whose strength thou art, thy ways are hidden in his heart. He treads the highway to thy dwelling, though passing through a veil of tears, thy grace, O God, to him appears. And what follows, Psalter 421, the third and the fourth stanza. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 2, the verses 1 through 20. Luke 2, the first 20 verses. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, a lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, A glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, a goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of all the earth. Then thou was granted by renewal on this special day of remembrance, that we and our children may place ourselves under thy word and eternal testimony. Then in the midst of the cold, the winter weather, then thou granteth unto us and our children warm homes, and also a warm church to gather in. Those are blessings that also many people upon this earth, when the winter season arrives, then they are filled with so many fears. May we not all take everything for granted, but may we be given to see thy hand therein, and may the goodness of the Lord, may it lead us and our children to that repentance. Grant that godly sorrow, wrought by thy Holy Spirit, a virtue, the meritorial work of thy dear Son, whose birth we may commemorate in this day. Then we have heard wonderful things out of thy word, and those are blessings that each and every one, from the youngest to the oldest, stand in need of. Without that blessing, then it is terrible to be unconverted upon this earth, and how terrible it shall be to have to appear before our judge without thy dear Son as mediator, who may stand in between. Each heart is an open book before thee. Thou knowest how it has been in this day, in the hearts of young and old, and thou knowest how it is in this evening hour. Lord, for those that have remained cold, unmoved, untouched, wilt thou be mindful of them in this hour? Wilt thou not only impress it upon the mind and upon our conscience, that one thing needful, but wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit in the heart, that we may be given to see what we miss, what we stand in need of, that we may become that seeking people, those poor in spirit, those mourners, where thou wast promised that thou shalt remember them. Lord, perhaps a few souls that have come up to thy house in this evening hour, and no answer yet has brought relief, and that they have come a begging and a sign, that they have begged of thee even a little crumb from the master's table, one word, a smile, a token that thou knowest of them, but that they have also asked thee of greater things, that they may be given to experience, to hear, and to see what those shepherds have experienced. Then for those shepherds, it was also a dark night, but, Lord, thou hast sent thy angel, proclaim such precious words. They were given to hasten to the manger and given to behold their Savior. May it please thee to grant thy blessing, that blessing in this evening hour. And may it please thee in this evening hour that more light may fall upon the manger, that thy people may be given to see things and matters which they have never seen before, that they may be given to behold Emmanuel, God with us. Then, Lord, then thou yet makest the difference outwardly, where in this day many have held a feast, but it was a feasting without thee. It is a great privilege to be under the external administration of the covenant. But, our Lord, it is also written in thy word, unto whom much is given, much shall be required. May it please thee, in the solemnity of the times, where thy judgments are hanging so low over the earth, and who perceives it, who is troubled therewith, that under the solemn times, that thou may do a greater work in the midst of us and our children. Then thou art speaking in so many ways. May we have ears to hear, and wilt thou grant unto thy church, where it is written in thy word, that thou art waiting to be gracious, waiting for thy church to repent of the world and evil ways. And Lord, thy long suffering is great, but that waiting shall come to an end. And what shall it be when it shall be too late to repent, and when the vials of thy wrath are poured out upon the inhabitants of this world? Then the prophet of old was given to receive a roll, and written upon that roll a lamentation and woe. Then in these dark times, then that only name given under heaven, whereby we must be saved, may still be proclaimed. Wilt thou grant the application? Remember thy church all over the earth, the established churches in their backslidden condition, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, and all mission work, and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. Lord, do remember all the mourning ones in our midst. Wilt thou uphold them, and wilt thou remember them with their empty places. Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones. Remember our Bethesda, those that may compassionately care for our residents. Remember their residents. Remember our elderly ones that may still go in and out. Remember the sick and afflicted, the old father in the hospital. Remember dreaded diseases. Remember all the sick relatives. Remember the burdens, the crosses. Remember the handicapped ones. Bless the family circles, that love may abound between husbands and wives, between parents and children, when it is not so. Wilt thou grant a bowing under thy word, and repentance, what has been separated, bring it together. Remember those that struggle with temptations and with addictions, the which can be so strong. Oh, do deliver them. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Remember all the afflicted ones upon the earth, those in this day in hospitals, in different places of care. Well, thou remember all those that work in the medical field, in emergency departments. And now, Lord, in this evening, it is a new time. Well, thou grant a few simple words to speak. May there be a Aaron's and hers. May there be a few shepherds, as we read in thy word. The Lord, be mindful of us. Take away everything that could be a hindrance. Well, thou bind the devil fast. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 209, the stanzas 4 through 8. With sleepless eyes and speechless grief, I search the past to find relief. The former years, when days were bright, and songs of gladness cheered my night. And what follows, Psalter 209, the stanzas 4 through 8.
Thank you.
in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 2, the verses 15 and 16. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Our text words speak of the shepherds seeking Christ in the manger of Bethlehem. Three thoughts. First, a visited shepherds hearing angels a singing of Christ. Secondly, a believing shepherds hastening to Christ. And thirdly, blessed shepherds beholding Christ. The shepherd seeking Christ in the manger of Bethlehem. Visited shepherds hearing angels singing of Christ. Believing shepherds hastening to Christ. And thirdly, blessed shepherds beholding Christ. Thus first, visited shepherds hearing angels singing of Christ. Beloved congregation, we have heard in this morning the promise that the ruler would come forth out of Bethlehem Ephratah. There was nothing more that the devil has dreaded than the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the devil, he believes what the Lord speaks. I read in James 2 verse 19, thou believest that there is a God, thou doest well. The devils believe and they tremble. The mother promise of Genesis 3 verse 15, that was spoken, addressed to the devil in the presence of our first parents, was the work of regeneration. There were three standing before the Lord. And then the Lord says, I will place enmity, and that is between Adam and Eve and the devil, enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And now in the Old Testament, then the devil with all the powers of hell have tried to prevent that Christ would be born, because the Lord has spoken that his head would be bruised. Then much has transpired. Does not take the responsibility of man away. Cain has murdered Abel. Pharaoh has commanded that the little boys of the Israelites must be drowned. Athaliah has attempted to murder all her grandchildren. Haman has made a decree that on the 13th day of the 12th month, that the Jewish nation must be extinguished. Then in this day, we may remember the wonderful works of the Lord, that Christ was born of the seed of David in the city of Bethlehem, according to God's word. Then Jesus was not born in an inn where it would become public that the King of the Jews has been born. But he was born in a secluded and dark stable, only Mary and Joseph present. But the Lord shall take care of his work. And then the Lord has sent an angel, and not to Caesar Augustus, and not to the Pharisees and the scribes, but it has pleased the Lord to send that glorious message to shepherds that were keeping their flock by night. I hope that there may be some shepherds in our midst with the same need, exercises, prayer, but also riddles and impossibilities. It was in the night watch that the shepherds have received the message. It was dark also concerning the nation of Israel. What a riddles for the true Israelite, because the Lord has promised by means of Father Jacob on his deathbed in the way of prophecy that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet till Shiloh come. And now for the people of Bethlehem, then also the message has come that decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world must be enrolled, also the land of Canaan. Thus then it was evident and clear that the scepter was departing. Then we see also concerning that decree that it is so necessary for a child of God when the Lord speaks to them that they may understand it aright to receive light and discernment concerning that word. Many a time a child of God can take that promise further than what the Lord is speaking. And many a times there can be matters mysterious concerning the scepter departing. It is true, it was far departed, but it was not totally departed. Then concerning that dark night, then it is clear in our history that there was a true need, a true desire in the hearts of those shepherds. Can we prove that? In the first place, the Lord does not waste his grace. And now the angel with such a glorious message. Oh, then the Lord has chosen those shepherds to receive that message. And shall the Lord then send an angel to souls that have no need that of no desire, that of no sin. And now the Lord sends his messengers where there is need. Oh, it is true. The message of the born Christ that comes to each and every one of us. And now for those shepherds, suddenly, unexpectedly, then an angel has come. And we read they were sore afraid. We read that oftentimes in the scriptures, when a heavenly messenger has come from the glorious heaven, and that brilliance may be reflected, and when feeble children of men are considering their smallness and their sinnership, then it cannot be different that they are given to fear, because there is no sinner that can stand before divine justice and divine majesty. Then the angels, then that angel, such a precious message begins in verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Do you hear a congregation? Then that born Savior, those are great tidings of great joy that come to all of us, us and our children. Then in this day it may be declared that there is a Savior born, and his name has been called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins, thus young and old. Then there is not one in our midst that can say, it is not for me. It is a message that comes to all people, and it is implied that if we have to go lost, that it shall be all our own fault. And what is now necessary? The work of the Holy Spirit, that we become a sinner indeed, that we become a great sinner, that we become the lost sinner. And now for those sinners, what an unspeakable blessing it is when the gospel, the word of God, may be opened, and that for a people that have tried so hard to save themselves, to try to please the Lord by day and by night, that is a soul that has learned that their soul is lost, and that it needs to be saved, and that with all their tears, with their experience, with their repentance, it cannot be missed. That is so missing in our day. There is still repentance. May the Lord grant more repentance in the solemn times in which we live, where I read in Isaiah 30, verse 18, that the Lord is waiting to be gracious, and the Lord has waited so long already, and the Lord shall not wait forever. When there is no repentance in the church, then the vials of God's wrath, they shall be poured out upon the children of men. But what an unspeakable blessing when the gospel may be opened, and that by faith that a soul may be given to look upon that precious Savior, a soul full that he is able to save to the uttermost, even able to save a sinner as I am. But now the shepherds, they have received a greater blessing. They may also receive the application, and that is now the desire of seeking souls. That is the desire of God's people, those further leadings, because concerning that message to the shepherds, it was not only a message for all nations, but it was so personal. For unto you, that is those shepherds, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. May it please the Lord to grant the application in this evening hour, then it shall be an unforgettable day, then it shall be a day that shall never be forgotten. Oh, those shepherds, to receive that application. And in our text, then it speaks especially concerning the angel song. Then after the angel has given his glorious message, then that angel was accompanied. Oh, first the angel has given a sign, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The Lord has also given a sign unto us and our children, and that is the Word of God. The Church of God, they need the Savior, that is declared in the Scriptures. And then joining that angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. That is the first point. The first petition of the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be thy name. Then the Son of God was born in the stable, and laid in the manger of Bethlehem in the first place for the glorification and the harmonization of all the attributes of his Father. And therein lies the salvation of the church. Then in the second place, a peace upon on earth peace possible through him that is called the Prince of Peace, goodwill toward men. For 4,000 years, many children have been born, but never in those 4,000 years do we read that there was a multitude of angels that have sung the praises of God. But now, with the birth of Christ, a child was born in the first place without original sin, in the second place for the glory of his Father. As the servant of his Father, he would perform all his good pleasure. And then when the angels, because we read in our text, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, then it became still. What it must have been for those shepherds, Oh, and they have seen that heavenly multitude of those holy angels singing the praises of the Lord, then the shepherds, then they may receive a foretaste of what it shall be in heaven, where God's true people, they shall join the holy angels, as I read in Revelations 4, the 24 elders, the Old and the New Testament, and the four beasts, that they have fallen before the throne, and have cried out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. But now the angels have left. And now for those shepherds, that was a blessing in disguise. Because boys and girls, if those angels have remained, if they had continued to sing, then the shepherds, then they would remain in the field, and they would have not have hastened to the manger in Bethlehem. The Lord deals likewise in the life of his children. Ah, God's people know of a time, we could call it when we speak of the time of first love, then we can explain it in a twofold manner. In the first place, when the Lord begins, when everything is so tender, when there are such strong desires, busy with the Lord gleaning on the field of Boaz, that from Sabbath day to Sabbath day, they may be given to glean, and even those souls in their missing, then they are given to taste of the sweet things of the Lord. And when those souls, when they may receive matters, when they may receive tokens, when the Lord drops a word into their soul, with those sweet frames, feelings, and emotions, then they are given to believe. But when they are gone, then it can be so upside down. And now it is the work of the Spirit, because that church, they cannot rest on their experience and on their feelings and on their frames. And now it is necessary that those things, that they become less and less, and in the true work of the Lord, then that people can become so distressed in the life of the temporal believer, when it becomes less, then they hold on to what they have experienced, their convictions, and everything that may go along with it. And then they come to a rest, and they continue life's journey on sandy foundations, and never coming to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now it pleases the Lord to remove the first, to grant a greater blessing. And that was now experienced by those shepherds on the fields of Ephratah with their sheep, that the angels, their work was finished. They have returned to the Lord in the third heavens. And to that end, the shepherds have become active. Thus to say it simply, boys and girls, then the shepherds, they have heard amen. They have heard a short sermon. It was closed, concluded, with the singing the praises of the Lord. than Amon, and they have become active. Then how is it with us and our children, boys and girls, after an Amon? Then we go home from church. And how is it then? Is it then over, finished, done, or do matters still take place? Children, do you then go home and go to your bedroom and bow your knees and tell the Lord what you have heard, the blessedness of God's people, that we need a new heart, and further, maybe, with an Amen, are there still promises made, vows, an impression of the solemnity of life, approaching eternity, cannot appear before our judge, when we may still have impressions, I hope, that we still have many impressions, and that vows are still made, that we tell the Lord, Lord, now it shall become different. I shall read my Bible more earnestly, pray more fervently, temptations to flee, oh, to seek the Lord, while thou mayest be found. After an Amen, are there still those sweet meditations during the week that what we have heard, we are given to turn it into prayer? May there be a little resemblance of those shepherds, because when they have heard an Amen, then it was not finished, but they had a holy activity. That is our second thought. Believing shepherds, hastening to Christ. And then we read, after the angels have gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another. That is also a blessing and a privilege. Can be also concerning spiritual matters, that there are souls that it feels many times that they travel their way so singularly and so lonely. Can of course also be that those souls are so still and so silent. Oh, what a privilege, shepherds. There's already a blessing when we may have a work environment where there is respect for God's word and where there is no mocking with the holy things of the Lord. But for those shepherds, it is clear that they were all converted shepherds. And this message that you, how many shepherds there were, that is not written in the Bible. That is not so important. But that those shepherds, after the sermon, after the singing, they have spoken one to another. That is necessary, I hope, that between husbands and wives, because there can be marriages where there are spoken good marriages, we may say it so, good communication concerning temporal matters, but where there's not so much spoken of the Lord, of a service, and what was heard in church. Thus let it also be an example for our family circles, that after church, fathers and mothers be given to speak with your children what you have heard, ask them if there are questions, and may we be given to resemble those shepherds. But with those shepherds, it was not only a speaking, because through saving faith, then there is also activity, and that faith of those shepherds that was based upon the instruction and the message which they have received concerning the promised Messiah. The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Why did the shepherds now say, boys and girls, now? Why did they not say, we shall go tomorrow? In the context, if they had waited for a day, then Christ would likely no longer have been in that stable and be lying in a manger. Thus, let us even go now with that message. It was so fresh. If they would wait, it can be that in the time of waiting after a time, that the vividness of what we have heard, that wears off, and that it becomes less and less. And to that end, oh, there are more reasons, because those shepherds, by true saving faith, with a heart full of love, with what they have heard, with a vehement desire, then they had such a desire in obedience to those angels, because that the angel has given unto the shepherds a sign that had a purpose. Then it was implied, shepherds, you have received such a precious message, and now I am telling you, by giving that sign, where the shepherd shall be found, and how you shall find him, that you must hasten to Bethlehem, that you may be given to behold what you have heard. Thus let us now go even unto Bethlehem. That word now, that is an important word. We find that many times in the scriptures. Then boys and girls and young people. Then we find it in Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Why is that? Because we know the old must die and the young can die. Thus, concerning what we read of the shepherds, that is a message for us that now, today, this evening, we must seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near, because delay is such a dangerous thing. Think of Felix, Acts 24, Paul had not such a large audience, likely a few servants, but we read of two hearers, Felix and Drusilla. Oh, of that Drusilla we read nothing, maybe as hard and cold as a stone, maybe filled with anger because Paul was speaking of temperance and of judgment. But Felix, he has trembled, has made a deep impression, was, as it were, placed before the great white throne. And then what did Felix do? Then he said to Paul, go thy way this time when I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. Has that been our picture congregation this year? Under all the Lord's solemn speaking that we have delayed, we have not sought the Lord. Then I hear one say, but can we convert ourselves? Let me ask you, congregation, have you tried it? I would say, try to convert yourself, and then you shall find out, and may it become your guilt. Let me ask you, do you put as much effort concerning the welfare of your soul as concerning our daily bread? Let us even go now to Bethlehem. And what about the sheep, boys and girls? What must the shepherds now do with their sheep? Responsible. And I read in Proverbs 27, verse 23, be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. Romans 11, verse 12, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, as serving the Lord. We have our responsibility. But with those shepherds, there can be those special and extraordinary times when we may cast all our cares upon him and he will care for us. We even read of the Israelites in Exodus 34, verse 24, when the men and the boys, also the women, and so far that it was possible, that they went up to the feast, that was an act of faith. Because the Lord has written that in those times that the Lord would prevent the enemy, take the desire away, to come in the land. Thus our responsibility. But with those shepherds, it was a special, an extraordinary time, and they were given to believe that the Lord could take better of their sheep than they could as shepherds. Thus they have left the sheep in the field, and they have hastened to Bethlehem. How is it with our sheep congregation? Are they a hindrance in seeking the Lord? And what do I mean? Oh, we could mention different sheep. The cares of the world. Are they a hindrance for us seeking the one thing needful? Then I hear a mother say in the midst of her family circle, many times I think, my desire, I wish I had a little more quiet time, that I could search God's word and be busy with the one thing needful. On the other hand, we read in the scripture that the Lord has visited most of his people when they were fulfilling their daily labors. And there's a blessing with our sheep of all of our cares, that it may bind us more to the Lord, needing the Lord, receiving strength for the day. Oh, the sheep of our riches, the many labors to gather them, the many worries about keeping them and the responsibility about using them. There can be those wretches, those sheep of those wretches that prevent us from going to Bethlehem. We could mention the sheep of the pleasures of the world, the sheep of which we have made idols. We could perhaps also call, is that true, our phone as a sheep that hinders us from meditating and seeking the things of the Lord. Then we could also speak of other sheep. Let us call them goats. Because in Matthew 25, then we read that the angels have separated the sheep from the goats. Then we could speak of a goat of the lust of the flesh, the sensual desires, the pride, that it can be so overbearing that it hinders us even from listening well in church and searching the word of God. Then we could speak of the goats of addictions, of pornography, alcohol, drugs, that has ruined so many marriages, so many businesses, so many bodies, and so many souls. We read of Saul when he was commanded that the Amalekites must be destroyed, that he has spared Agag and the sheep, and he has lost the kingdom. Let us even now go to Bethlehem. What a privilege it is for those shepherds that they were given to encourage one another concerning the things of the Lord. Then young people especially, then how important it is, the friends that we may have, friends that may have respect for God's holy word, and friends, as Solomon has spoken much of these matters in the book of Proverbs, what a terrible thing it is when we have friends. They are not really friends, but when they tempt us to do, to go to places, to listen to music, to look at pictures, it can be multiplied out. I read in Proverbs 1 verse 10, if sinners entice thee, consent thee not. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Why did a few shepherds not go on behalf of the rest? That is, of course, and that is a blessing, and that is a privilege, when we may be given to pray for one another, when the Lord binds the needs of our fellow man upon our hearts and grants opening at the throne of grace. Thus we can and we must pray for one another, but we cannot believe for one another. That is such a personal matter. And to that end, a few shepherds are all except one. They could not go and see for those that other shepherd. And therefore they have said, let us even now go to Bethlehem and see this thing, not if it has come to pass, but is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Let us sing. Of Psalter 405, let us only sing 5, 6, and 7. Kings and princes bow before him. Earthly judges give him praise. All ye people tell us glory, old and young, your voices raise. And what follows? 405, only 5, 6, and 7. The shepherd seeking Christ in the manger of Bethlehem. Visited shepherds hearing angels singing of Christ. Believing shepherds hastening to Christ. And now thirdly, blessed shepherds beholding Christ. Are there still a few shepherds of you seeking shepherds in my midst, burdened with their sin, and with everything that you have experienced, a still a restless soul, that is the mark of the true work of the Lord. Because, oh, it is true, when the Lord begins, then we become a rest seeker. But now it is the work of the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide a soul to that true rest, and that is Christ Jesus. And therefore, seeking shepherds, then come with those shepherds in this evening hour, and come then to the stable of Bethlehem. Oh, those shepherds, they have come in that stable, and then they have seen, they have beheld Mary and Joseph, and then they have seen the babe. That was that Savior, that was Christ, which the angel spoke to them of. And a Savior is one that delivers from the greatest evil and brings us to that supreme good. Ah, those seeking shepherds, and let me tell you, congregation, those true seekers, I even read in Isaiah 45, verse 19, that the children of Jacob, that they shall not seek the Lord in vain. Ah, for those true seekers can be tried. It shall be tried, but they shall be made finders, just like those shepherds. We have not one example in the Bible of a true seeker that they were put to shame. Ah, then I hear one say, but may I come? Do I have deep enough knowledge of my sin? Am I humble enough? Am I unworthy enough, O soul, do you think, that we can ever become unworthy enough? Oh, then I would say, come as you are, as the blackest and the chiefest of sinners, all over that stable and over that manger. Such precious invitations, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will find thee rest. Then those shepherds, those seekers, they have become finders. They were given to see the pearl of great price. They were given to behold Emmanuel. They were given to see the morning star in the middle of that black night. The Son of Righteousness was given to arise with healing in their wings. They were given to see. It is not all written in the Word of God, because for the child of God must all be revealed before they may embrace it. But one thing is sure, it was full. Those shepherds, they could say with David in Psalm 23, verse 5, my cup runneth over. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gifts. Those shepherds, they were given to see in that child that there was everything for those needy shepherds. what a rich and what a free gospel, and all without money and without price. Then we would think that was such a glorious message that all the land of Israel would have ran to Bethlehem. Of course, for most of the inhabitants, it was hidden. It was only revealed to the shepherds. But also in the second place, we shall close, the Lord willing. We hope to come up to God's house where tomorrow, the last Lord's Day of a year that has nearly run its course. But then in the following verses, then we see different fruits of the birth of Christ. Those shepherds, when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And in verse 18, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Was still a wondering. May you come that far, congregation, in this day. A little wondering and yet a little prayer, Lord, that precious child, that is what I need. Shall it be well? But in the midst of that wondering, we do not read in that verse that one of those that have wondered, that they have hastened to the stable to behold that child. And then Mary, oh, how mysterious, the Messiah born in a stable, but what an encouragement. The Lord has confirmed his work with the sending of those shepherds. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee that we may come up to thy house in this day and to remember the birth of thy dear son, and that thou wast yet given some words to speak. But, Lord, may with the amen, may it not be over, but may each and every one be given to take the message home and to examine their hearts and to come on their knees, because we need to experience the same which the shepherds have experienced. Well, thou graciously watch over us in this night. Grant traveling mercies. Remember man and beast with the cold of the winter. Well, thou be the faithful keeper, Israel, that slumbers and that sleepeth not, and that we may be given to awake in the morning hour and to see the dawn of another day and to set our footsteps toward thy holy courts, the last Lord's Day of another year, to hear what thou hast to say unto us, all Lord. May there be souls so troubled as the year draws to a close. May the prayers be multiplied. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 306. But let us sing 1, 3, and 4. Praise God, ye servants of the Lord. A praise, praise his name with one accord. A bless ye the Lord, his name adore. From this time forth forevermore. And what follows Psalter 306, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.